From KRCB Public Radio, I'm Mark Prell with the California Update. It's called the Panic Defense, and under a bill that's just cleared the California Assembly, people on trial for murder would no longer be able to claim rage as a reason for killing someone after discovering their sexual orientation. Capital Public Radio's Max Pringle reports.
Assemblywoman Susan Bonilla authored the legislation. She says society has moved beyond the idea that the shock of learning someone's sexual orientation or gender identity could be used to justify attacking them.
We don't want that to be an option for someone to say that it's reasonable, that the disclosure of somebody's sexual orientation would actually be a reasonable cause for someone to commit the act of murder.
But Ignacio Hernandez with California Attorneys for Criminal Justice says the measure could undermine the process of determining a defendant's intent.
This bill would blur that distinction and make it more difficult for jurors to determine whether someone's acting out of malice or they're acting out of rage.
The Senate Public Safety Committee will hear the bill next. California could be the first state to adopt this type of law. At the state capitol, I'm Max Pringle.
California may be dealing with a new epidemic of whooping cough, also known as pertussis. The California Department of Public Health said there have already been more than 2,600 cases reported in 2014. That's more than were reported in all of last year. The new figures came out Friday. The department's Kathleen Harriman says the disease is especially dangerous for newborns.
What we really want to emphasize is protection of infants by vaccination of pregnant women. We really are the most concerned about young infants because it's young infants who get very severe disease and can get fatal pertussis infection.
Harriman says it's too soon to tell if this year will be worse than 2010, which had the most cases in about 60 years, but she says the disease is cyclical and tends to peak every 3 to 5 years. That's the KRCB California Update. Find these and other stories at krcb.org/news. I'm Mark Prell.